Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not a good night in Minneapolis. We're going to get right to it because there was gunfire early Saturday in downtown Minneapolis. Two people died, three wounded. One of at least three shootings after midnight that injured people across the city. And we know that Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hare has been working so hard to keep our city safe, recruit more diverse officers. And this is a big blow, a big setback. And how are we going to move from here, keeping our community safe? I am so grateful that he is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is on the Shaletta Show right now after a long night and a lot of work. Chief, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Ms. Shaletta.
What's the latest that we know about these shootings and these deaths? Let's start there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not just been a long night. It's been a long week. It's been a long few weeks. We've just had a lot of tragedy, a lot of number of different incidents that have happened, shootings, homicides. We've had, a spike of violence around encampments. But I tell you, what is most troubling to me about last night is just that, again, we're seeing teenagers that are out there late at night at bar close. And, I mean, maybe it's just the parent in me, but, kids, young teens, absolutely do not belong downtown at 2 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the chaos that happens when, hundreds and hundreds of people are leaving bars intoxicated. And yet again, we had another tragedy last night. It's just all of it has just been too much for everyone in the community.
And I was just at lunch yesterday with my friend Karen, and that's the thing we were talking about. We have children. We have teenage children. We were talking about the curfews and how, the city shouldn't have to impose a curfew. You know that you have a teenage child. They need to be accounted for at a certain time. It makes your job more difficult, and you can't parent our kids. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Does Minneapolis have a curfew?
Minneapolis does have a curfew, but really curfew is, probably the most minor of any possible offense we can. And frankly, when officers do take teenagers, down to the youth center for violation of curfew, there's issues with it. One, it takes cops off the street, particularly downtown at a time we know bar close, we everyone that we possibly can out there to try and keep people safe. And two, the officers a lot of times see the kids immediately returning after they bring them down there. So it doesn't seem particularly useful the way it is set up. But this is really, it's really, really troubling. Again, this same intersection late at night, these teenagers being down there and having real serious injuries. So we've been talking with a number of our community-based partners. 21 Days of Peace has been down there with us. We're asking some other groups, Mad Dads, and some other groups to come out there with us and help us with this issue. And frankly, I'm not convinced that, all of the businesses down there are on the up and up. There has got to be a reason why these teenagers keep coming down there late at night. And we need to look a little bit harder at, who is letting these, are any of these businesses profiting off of what's going on down there and allowing kids in when they shouldn't be. And that's something we're going to start looking at closer tonight.
And, speaking of tonight, we know there's been a shortage of Minneapolis police officers. How do you plan to beef up the patrols in that particular area? Are you looking at incorporating some different departments?
Yes. Well, we have been, until very recently, we have been successful over the last 2 years at limiting the amount of gun violence that happens at bar close. It's not like it was in 2020 and 2021 and even beginning of 22. But we've had a spike down there, so we're going to continue the late night safety plan that we have, but we're going to add additional officers. We're going to try and pull some officers off of different details from Arrest City, particularly right at bar close, just to add to the presence. I'm going to add the horses, the mounted patrols, back to bar close. Even just having one officer on a horse sitting, 10 feet in the air can see a whole lot better. What's going on in a crowd, particularly when we have what happened last night. There were fights breaking out last night, and there was confusion even from, our partners that monitor cameras down there, the cops that are on the sidewalk trying to figure out what's going on there, and then all of a sudden, gunfire happens, and we have this tragedy. So we're doing that. We're adding some additional violence interrupters, community-based partners. We're asking them to come out and help us. And the sheriff has also committed to send some sheriff's officers down there from bar close to help us as well.
Now, we just did stories just a month or so ago, maybe 2 months, about, the violence, a crime going down, car thefts going down. Again, you've been working with these community partners, bridging that gap, building that trust in the community with the Minneapolis Police Department, doing an excellent job after everything that we've gone through before you got here to make sure that we are all working together and we have a common goal, which is to keep our city safe. But it must be frustrating for you and your officers. How do you keep them going? Because they have to be, and you have to be getting discouraged after all the efforts you've made to try to turn this thing around.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are fortunate. Our officers are working extremely hard. And I would say the morale, and as hard as they work, even with fewer officers today than it was 2 years ago when I first got here, they're working even harder than they were 2 years ago. And they're continuing to do it. The reality is, what enables all these shootings to happen is all these guns on the street. That's the problem. And they're everywhere. And, sure enough, after a certain point downtown, we've seen it over the last few years. Even if there aren't guns coming into these clubs, too many people have guns in their cars. They get drunk. There's some minor beef or some other utter nonsense. Too many people are willing to go get a gun and settle some foolishness. That's the real issue is the amount of guns on the street. And we have been working with all of law enforcement, federal, state, county, and others, and we have been removing record numbers of guns off the street the last few years. But the problem is there's just way too many.
Well, I know you have to go. I appreciate you stopping by. Thank you for the efforts of you and your officers to try and do your best to keep our city safe. As parents, I hope that folks are hearing you on this show and that we do our part to keep our kids in the house at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing out there for a 16-year-old at 2 o'clock in the morning except trouble. And we don't need any more of that in our city. Chief Brian O'Hare, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Shaletta. We appreciate you.